Difficult thoughts and feelings are completely natural in stressful situations. In fact, they often appear even when we are not stressed. But they appear a lot more when we are stressed. And this makes life difficult. So we will look at some simple ways to help unhook from these thoughts and feelings. It may seem a bit strange, but often, simply noticing that these thoughts and feelings are present and recognizing them for what they are helps us to unhook a little. Noticing and naming our difficult thoughts and feelings tends to take away their power and lessen the burden they create. Noticing and naming also gives us the chance to take a step back and make choices about how we want to respond. We will practice this right now. Is there a difficult thought or feeling hooking you right now? If not, just choose any thought or feeling that is present and pretend it is a difficult one so you can practice this skill. The first step is to notice these thoughts and feelings with curiosity, as if we have never seen anything like it before. As if we are a wise person encountering something totally new. Perhaps a new type of food, or an unusual animal, or a strange type of music from another culture. So choose a thought or feeling that is present right now, and notice it with curiosity. If it is a thought, is it words or picture or both? If it is a feeling in your body, where exactly is it? Now silently say to yourself, here is a difficult feeling, or here is a difficult thought. Next, silently say to yourself, this difficult feeling or thought is natural. This happens to many people when they are stressed. It is difficult, and I do not like it, but it is natural. How was that for you? Some people find saying what is happening to them helps to unhook a little, while others find it does not help at all. Whatever happened for you is absolutely fine. It is just one small piece of this course. So it does not matter if you could not do it or if it was not helpful. Just notice what happened and continue. Another phrase we can use to help unhook ourselves is, I am noticing. For example, we may silently say to ourselves, I am noticing a feeling of tightness in my chest, or I am noticing painful memories, or I am noticing a lot of fear and sadness, or I am noticing worries about the future, or I am noticing a sick feeling in my belly. Once you have noticed and named the thought or feeling, you can then practice grounding by looking around and noticing what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. So we will try this now, all three steps. Notice a thought or feeling with curiosity. Now name it. Here is a difficult thought, or I am noticing a difficult feeling. Now slow down. Breathe. Stretch. And push your feet down. Now notice the world around you. What can you see and hear and smell and touch? Here you are, here and now. Stretch your body and notice that you can choose how to move. You are able to take action. How was that for you? Again, whatever happened for you, whether or not it was helpful, is absolutely fine. Sometimes we have to practice these exercises a lot before they are truly helpful. Remember, the more you practice any skill, the better you will get.